And so we start by just becoming aware of the whole body in the sitting posture. And this is another very useful practice, this whole body awareness as a foundation for the continuity of mindfulness in sitting and daily activities. Not taking any particular part of the body, but just the way of the whole body in the sitting posture. And if we wish, as earlier also, the breath as an integral part of whole body awareness, not as something that leads us to an exclusive focus. And now we start with the head. We become aware of the head area, of the space occupied by the head area of this body. Experiencing our own head from the viewpoint of space. And from the head to the neck, aware of this part of the body and viewing it from the perspective of the space it occupies. And from the neck to one shoulder, left or right, doesn't matter. Just choose one shoulder. Aware of that shoulder, that part of the body, of the space it occupies. From the shoulder to the upper arm, the space occupied by the upper arm. Lower arm, space. And the hand, space. The other shoulder, space. The space occupied by this part of the body. The upper arm, space. The lower arm, space. And the hand. Space. the upper half of the torso, upper half of the torso, as space, the space occupied by this part of the body. And the lower half of the torso, the space occupied by the lower half of the torso. Shifting attention to one of the two hips, left or right, doesn't matter. Choosing one hip, being aware of that hip area, of the space occupied by this part of the body. The upper leg, space. The lower leg, space. And the foot, space. Shifting attention to the other hip and away of this part of the body, from the viewpoint of the space it occupies. The corresponding upper leg, space. Lower leg, space. And the foot, space. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture, of the space occupied by this whole body in the sitting posture. Viewing this body from the viewpoint of space. Cultivating the perception of this body as a manifestation of space. If we are aware of the whole body, it is awareness of space. If we are aware of the breath is happening in space. And when we have sufficiently stabilized this perception of our own body as space, we can bring in the realization that space has no limits, no boundaries. There's a continuity between space in this body and space outside. Space has by nature no limits. even the other yogis here in the hall, the floor, the ceiling, all space. The whole planet, space. Space is by nature boundless, unlimited. It is that which connects us with all other living beings, with this planet, with the whole universe. That shared space. And we allow the mind to become vast, vast like space, boundless, unlimited, boundless space. And this experience of boundless space can be supported by discernment and by the breath. Discernment, whenever we find the mind gets stuck somewhere, just a closer discernment shows this is also space. The mind gets narrow, discernment, and the borders dissolve. Mind becomes broad again. Even the ground on which we sit is just space. And the breath happening in space. If we wish, every inhalation, more attention to the space within, or to the idea of space, and every exhalation, more intention to that limitlessness, that boundlessness, that lack of any barriers, that infinitude of the experience of space. And if the mind gets distracted, whenever we notice, smilingly we notice, oh look, mind has taken me for a ride. No trace of negativity or aversion. That is natural. Mind just likes to amble here and there. But we come back to space, to that perception of space. So much more peaceful, so much more satisfying than any distraction, fantasy. If it is a substantial distraction, we might do another body scan. Go through the body part by part, dissolving it into space. Just as a way of giving the mind something to do. Getting it engaged until we come again to the point of just abiding in space, in the boundlessness of space. In that condition of not being established anywhere. not established anywhere. And when I ring the bell in another maybe 2 minutes, I experience the spaciousness of the sound and then decide if you like to go for a walk or stay in the hall. Whatever we do, keeping to that perception of space, playing with it, exploring it, seeing what it does to us.